blessed, Lord.
Glad I'm here. I could be in a lot of places this
morning. Amen, brother. That's
but I'm in God's house. Best place to be.
Praise God.
It'll always be the best place this side of heaven.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. The house of God. If you got your Bibles with you this morning, would you turn with me into John, St. John's Gospel? Go to the 17th chapter. John 17. And we'll go to the first verse. St. John 17 and 1. Now, I want you all to notice now, Jesus prayed this prayer right before he went to the cross. He's talking directly to the Father. Now, notice what Jesus says right before the cross. His work is pretty much finished. He's getting ready to be our sacrifice on a cross. Jesus said, verse 1, and these words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come.
The hour's come.
Whew.
Praise.
Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee.
Yes, God.
As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is eternal life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Right here is where I want to focus. I have glorified thee on the earth. What's that next three words?
I have finished.
I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. You may be seated.
I
have finished.
Thank you, Lord.
The work.
Glory.
That thou hast given me.
Thank you,
the
Lord.
Two. Oh, goodness. That's a mouthful. There's one other scripture in John 4:34. Once when the disciples was trying to get Jesus to eat, he was a fasting, he was ministering to people, and he's here now at the well. He's at the well, Jacob's well, and he's dealing with a woman about her soul and about her sins, going to give her the living water. The disciples goes into town and gets food to eat and bring it back, and Jesus won't eat. They say, come on, Jesus, eat, eat. And Jesus answered them and said, my meat, listen, is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work.
Yes.
I'm going to say this.
Blessing
I woke up the other morning, I don't know, three mornings ago, and Brother Jason, the word finish, a six-letter word, finish, it wouldn't leave.
Finish.
It just came up in my spirit. It stayed up on the top of my spirit. Just
bless
finish. Finish. And it was like the Holy Ghost is just saying, I've given you a work to do. Finish it.
Finish it.
I've given people the work to do. I've called them.
Amen.
I put callings. I put gifts in their lives.
That's right.
Finish the work. Finish the work.
Bless him, Lord.
Notice now what the Greek definition of the word finish is. They say that it takes, the Greek language is so vast that you can take like one word and have a little small definition of a word in the English language. But you go over into the Greek language and you'll have five times the words to describe a definition of what we would have in Merriam-Webster.
Bless him, Lord.
So what are you saying to us, Lord? Let our hearts be sensitive, Lord, to hear you when you deal with us.
That's right.
To finish in the Greek means to follow through and make complete.
Bless him, Lord.
To accomplish and bring to a final end. To carry through completely. Bringing something to the end, to the goal, and to fulfillment.
Yes.
Finish it.
Bless him, Lord.
How many started out for heaven a long time ago?
Praise be to God. Bless him, Lord.
How many determined a long time ago when God saved you, Lord, I'll do anything?
Lord,
what you want me to do,
praise God.
I'll go where you send me.
Bless you, Lord.
I'll do the work that you called me.
Come on, brother. Bless
you,
Lord.
You deal with my heart to do a certain thing, Lord. Let me have the willpower to say yes, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done.
Bless him, Lord.
I've got to finish the race.
That's right, brother. Come on.
I've got to finish. I've got to go all the way. I've got to bring it to a fulfillment. I started this work of salvation. The Bible said that every man and every woman to work out your salvation with fear and with trembling. Now we can say, I'm so glad that I've got the Holy Ghost that helped me to work on me. I'm glad for the Spirit that shows me and reveals things to me. We need spiritual knowledge. We need spiritual wisdom to be able to please God. Lord, let me go where you want me to go. Lord, let me do things in your will that I'll receive your favor and your touch. I don't know about you this morning, but I would rather have God's hand on me than anything in the world. I'd rather have his pleasure. I'd rather have his blessings. Oh, praise the Lord. He's blessed me over and over and over. Oh, he's so good. Can you just praise him this morning? Let me finish, Jesus. Let me finish the call of God.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
Oh, Lord, I love you. Oh, Lord, I love you. I want to go all the way. I started a run over 47 years ago. I've got to finish the race. I've never seen a time down deep in my heart. I've been weary. I've been tired. I've gotten afflictions before. I've been discouraged. And I know how it is to cry, to weep, to be hurt. But not one time, Brother Scott, have I ever wanted to go back and turn back. Hallelujah. I've come too far. I said I've come too far, glory. I want to complete the race.
Amen.
Yes.
Run.
Paul said, run that you may obtain. Run that you can obtain the crown. Holy Lord. Listen now. I wrote this morning. He was wondering what I was writing over there. Sometimes, Lord, give me some. Lord, I thought I had it studied out. We live in an age and a time when people are so quick to lose interest in something.
That's right, brother. Come on.
It is.
Bless him, Lord.
They'll start projects and work on them with excitement at first. They put their whole heart in it. But after a few weeks, they lose interest.
That's right. Bless him, Lord.
The desire is gone that they had when they started it.
Praise be the Lord.
What used to be so important to us, and we dedicated our time to it.
Bless you, Lord.
We tire with it. And we're so easy to lay it down.
Right.
To lay it aside. And unfinished tasks.
Come on, brother.
And we go, Brother Jason, to something else.
That's right.
Something else gets our attention.
That's right.
Something else draws our heart away from God.
Right.
And away from his will. I'm telling you this morning, he's number one.
Right.
He still is the way, the truth, and the life. He still is everything. Ain't you glad? I want him more than anything in this whole wide world. Glory to God.
Bless him, Lord.
People go to something else. Something else gets their attention. All the influence in this world and the influence of family members and friends and those on the job so easily can influence us and get us in another realm where we get our eyes off of the Lord. Son, what did I call you to do? Son, don't you get your eyes off of me.
Amen. Sweet to God. That's right, brother.
Lord. Oh God.
That's my brother. Yes. Touch him, Lord.
Human beings can't stay committed. That's just our nature.
No,
we can't stay committed and focused because there's too much stuff. You brought that up the other night.
Right.
Just too much stuff. Yeah. There's just too much to occupy. Hey. There's just too much. I'm surrounded with doing this and doing that and many irons in the fire. And I believe a lot of it is unnecessary.
Yes.
Bless you, Lord.
It is. Okay. It's just stuff. And it pulls our heart away from the Lord.
Amen.
Can you say, I want Jesus' will more than anything?
I want you more than anything.
Oh, Lord, I'd rather have your blessings than anything in this world. Heart's tore, it's ripped out of me, Brother Jason, this morning. The word finish, 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 Brother Earl. It won't leave my heart. Finish it, son. Go all the way. Complete the work.
Amen. Bless him, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Listen now. Too many other things draws our minds away. And the good and the beautiful things that we at one time thought were so important is easily forsaken and left undone.
Amen.
So many times this happens to us in the natural. You'll pass by the project that you started and you'll say, yeah, I'll get back to it a little later. I'll read my Bible. I just don't have time right now. I'll get to it a little later.
Yeah.
I'll take time for God, just maybe sometime today, Lord, I will. But time gets away as you become busy and occupied with other things. Listen to me, children, where the real danger is and the sad part of it is, where it comes in, is when we do this in our spiritual life, we become a half-baked cake. The prophet of the Old Testament, he said, we're half-baked.
Bless him, Lord.
We ain't went all the way through it yet.
Amen.
We're half-done. Glory to God. We used to weep over things of the Lord. We used to cry.
That's right. Come on, brother. Bless him, Lord.
We used to cry over souls. We used to cry over our own souls.
Right.
Where did I stand, God, with you?
Where do I
stand? We would weep and we would cry and say, Lord, I want you.
That's right.
We would weep over those things and weep over the spiritual matters in our life. Right. Where's the tears? Where is the dedication when we steal away into our claws in a prayer, Brother Jason? And Jesus said, when you go and pray in secret and shut the door and pray to your Father which is in secret, and your Father which seeth thee in secret shall reward thee openly. Oh, it pays. It pays to pray. It pays to read God's word. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. I'm hungry. Hallelujah. How many's hungry for the blessings of God?
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, sweet Jesus.
I'm glad I'm in this church. I'm glad that I didn't join and I was bought, purchased by the blood of Jesus. Born into the church by the Spirit of God. Saved by the grace of the Lord. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm glad, hallelujah, we got so much to praise God for. He brought me out, hallelujah. He brought me out of darkness and I lifted me up out of the pit. I want Him more than anything in my life. Yeah. Nothing else will satisfy me but Jesus. Hallelujah, the Holy Ghost. Praise Him, church. Praise Him.
Thank you, Lord. Hey, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
It used to be that we would work on our salvation.
Yeah.
We work on our spiritual life, our Christian life.
Amen.
We'd get in that place where you could just feel the Lord pleased with you.
Yeah.
Ain't no feeling in the world like
that's right.
Getting where He's at.
Amen.
That's right. Having His touch. Receiving His blessing.
Glory, glory.
I believe, Brother George, that the Holy Ghost is a drawing and God is a calling to get back to our first
Amen.
Love and finish.
Amen.
Finish the work. Finish the work.
Amen.
Go through with it. Go all the way. Hallelujah. Lock, stock, and barrel. Sell out. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. It ends in heaven. Glory to God.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Father, He told His disciples, He said, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish His work.
Finish His work.
Amen.
And in the 17th chapter of John, He steals away into the mountain. He pours out scripture after scripture. It's recorded here in red. He's praying for us. He's praying for His disciples.
Yes.
He's praying concerning the work that His Father laid on Him.
Oh.
He said, Father, the hour is now come. Glorify Thy Son with the glory that I had with Thee before the world was. I glorified Thee on the earth, and I have finished the work.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
I finished it.
Finished
it. Oh, my. Jesus went all the way.
Praise you, speed of God. Come on, brother.
We'll never suffer.
Bless Him, Lord. God,
thank you, Lord. We'll never suffer like Jesus did.
Amen, oh, brother. That's right.
He went a long, long way for us.
Touch Him, Lord.
He went a mighty, mighty long way.
That's right.
I've come into this world for this hour.
Praise
I've come to seek and to save that which is lost.
Right. Amen. Bless Him, Lord.
And I'm hanging on the cross.
Bless Him, Lord.
Every sin that we'd ever committed, and all of the world, all the sins of this whole world,
glory.
Jesus said, I bear them all on the cross of Calvary, that mankind can go free. I thirst, He said. In Psalms, He said, my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. I'm so dry, my bones are out of joint.
Amen.
The bulls of Bashan have compassed me, and the dogs compassed the cross on that hillside. He cried out. He said, my God, why hast Thou forsaken me? I thirst, why did you go all the way, Jesus? Who for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross and despised the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Jesus said that He would be pleased in the end to see His work and shall rejoice. You know what the joy of it was that kept Jesus going? He saw you and I this morning, one day in glory, clothed in white, redeemed by the blood, singing the praises of God. We've been redeemed. I'm glad Jesus finished the work and went all the way. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, have mercy sakes. Glory, 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 glory. He finally, 6 hours of torture, 6 hours of agony and pain, he dropped his little head over on his chest and cried out, it is finished.
It is finished.
And he gave up the ghost.
Glory. Amen.
It's finished.
Come on, brother.
Brother Anthony, through all of his pain, he saw you.
That's right.
He saw you.
Amen.
He saw me in my sinful condition.
That's right.
Come on.
Him, Lord.
He saw you lost.
Praise
at one time. Sheep that hath gone astray. I'm glad of sheep. He didn't go halfway up Calvary's hill and say it's too much.
That's right, brother. Amen.
My Father, I have finished it. I went all the way. Come on. Glory to God. I can't stand it. I can't go any farther. But he looked right into your eyes. Eons and ages into the future. Jesus saw you and he saw me. And he came to save us.
Thank you, Lord.
It's
Lord.
Finished.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
My goodness sakes. And now we're the recipients of the blessings of the Lord. Can we love him this morning? Here I am, Lord, in your presence, feeling this joy and this bliss at home.
Glory, glory.
Oh, thank you, Jesus, for going all the way. All the way. You finished it, Lord. Now, God, it's our turn to finish. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, blessed
Lord. I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, blessed Lord.
I want to look at Apostle Paul just for a moment. The main question that you must ask the Lord, hang on here, the very number one question that we all must ask God. I want you to listen to this sinner man, Saul, who later became Paul, the Apostle Paul. Saul of Tarsus, who later became Paul the Apostle and preacher, while on the road to Damascus, lost without God, an evil man living in sin, an unbeliever in Christ. He was hurting people and persecuting Christians. Jesus appeared to him in his bright glory, brighter than the sun. And Brother George, it blinded old Paul, blinded his eyes. And Jesus spoke and said, Saul, Saul, in the Hebrew, it's Shaul, Shaul, in the Hebrew. Why persecutest thou me?
Yes.
Paul fell to the ground trembling and said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? I'm convinced now. I thought that I was doing right.
Yes.
And that I was a servant of God. Never realized, Jesus, that you were real.
Amen.
Blind as a bat, 3 days and 3 nights. They had to lead him through and take him into a place. He couldn't see nothing. Scales was over his eyes. But trembling, he cried out. He realized Jesus was Lord.
Amen.
Lord, what would thou have me to do?
Right. What would you have me to do?
Come on.
Glory.
And we got to that place. Since you've been so good to me, Lord. Since you saved me, since you changed me, since you've touched my body, the times you've healed and you've delivered me. What do you want me to do? It's right in our path. Oh, Lord. Paul repented that day. He let Jesus in his heart and became a changed man.
Yep.
I once was blind, but now I see. I was once lost, but now I'm found. I once walked in darkness, but I've seen the light. I'm now forgiven. My sins have been cast away. I'm saved. Now, Lord, what do you want me to do? This ought to be the first question that we ever ask when Jesus saves us. Lord, what do you want me to do now? Where do you want me to go? Hallelujah. How do you want me to please you and do your will?
Blessed be God. That's right, brother. Bless him, Lord.
Jesus told Paul, he said, you go preach my gospel now and deliver those that are in bondage. Deliver them and bring them out. Those that are in darkness, bring them out into the light. Go preach for me, Paul. Hallelujah. I want you to give your testimony everywhere you go, Paul. Just go tell people. Preach the good news. Jesus was saying to Paul, I had mercy on you. I saved you by my grace. Now I have a work for you to do that you must fulfill
fulfilled until the day that I call you home. There's no retirement, Brother Jason, until you get to heaven. How many knows that this morning? No retirement until you get to heaven. Thank you, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Jesus. I'm trying to cut this short. I've got pages. This is where really I want to get in this lesson here. We must finish. Romans 11:29. Now buckle your seatbelt. I need to buckle mine.
Bless him, Lord.
11:29 of Romans. For the gifts and callings of God are without repentance.
Amen. That's right, brother. Come on.
What is God saying?
Come on.
They are irrevocable.
That's right, brother. Yeah. Come on.
Once I put a call in your life.
Come on. That's right.
Once I give you a talent. Once I give you a gift.
Right.
I don't call them back.
That's right, brother. Come on.
In other words, I don't change my mind. You can do with it what you want to do.
That's right. Come on, brother.
Oh, Lord. I had a main purpose for you when I called you. I'm not taking it back.
Right.
It's all in your lap now. Oh, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, brother.
What are you going to do with it? Are you going to finish?
Come on, brother.
God does not change his mind. The gifts and the callings he gives you will follow you to your grave and beyond. They will follow you to the judgment. When you stand before God, those gifts and those callings that God gave, they will face you at the judgment bar of God.
Amen.
Honest, Brother George, I can't fail.
Amen.
I don't want to fail now.
Amen.
I want to go all the way. Oh, Lord, help us. Help us, Lord, obey what you told us to do. Help us to follow through all the way, Jesus.
Praise be to God. Bless him, Lord.
When I stand there.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
The gifts, the calling, the call of God will face me.
Yeah, well,
at the judgment, what did you do with what I gave you?
Amen. Come on, brother.
I tell you, I felt a seriousness in this. When I woke up, God said, son, what you started, you go right ahead. I want you to finish. You ain't home yet. I ain't come yet to get you. And you're not done. Fulfill it, son. Glory.
Come on, my child. Thank you, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
When you stand before God, the gifts and the callings that God gave, He'll face you, and the Lord will look at you. I know there's backsliders. I know they're everywhere. For whatever reason, they've lost interest. Like I started this lesson off, they've just lost interest. Other things have come and drowned the Lord out in their life. They don't run like they used to run.
On,
they've
bro.
Lost their song and their praise.
Come on, bro.
They don't preach
come
and go like they used to go. Something has got in their way. Come on now.
Come on, bro. That's the truth.
God was saying to us, did you fulfill it?
Did you fulfill it?
Did you do what I called you to do? Did you use what I gave you to use?
Come on, brother. Come on. Bless him, Lord.
Did you finish it, son? Or did you leave it half done?
Hey,
oh, Lord.
Peter, God.
Listen, there's a place in Kentucky I used to pass all the time. And it looked like a beautiful brick building going up. Going through Cadexburg there on the left. For years and years and years, they laid the foundation. It was beautiful brick. It must have been some kind of a business, I figure, the way it was laid out and the shape of the building. Year after year when we would pass, they would have just a few bricks laid up on that building. Oh, God. I said, Mary, I wonder what they're going to make out of that building. What is it going to be? Somebody's nice home? Will it be a business? Oh, Lord. And year after year, and finally they got the walls up on it. And years went down the road. I'm not kidding you. And finally a roof went over it. And a year or two down the road, the windows went in it. As far as I know, I don't really know. I ain't been in the building. I don't think it's even being occupied. My Lord, somebody started a work. Somebody had a vision of what they wanted to build in that building. My Lord, they didn't follow through with it. Jesus said, what man of you, hallelujah, that sets out to build a tower that sits not down first to count up the cost, whether he's half sufficient to finish the tower, to finish the work. Come on, I started a long time ago. I built a foundation. I did not stop. I put the walls up on it. I got a roof over it. I insulated it with God's good salvation. Hallelujah to the Lord. I got a home. I'm not talking about that one in lava land, but I've got a spiritual house that I'm taking care of every day and night. Hallelujah. Raise your hand and praise Him.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Have your way, Lord. Come on, brother.
Hey, Lord.
Praise God.
I passed by the vineyard of a slothful, and I beheld the work of that man. The vines and the nettles and the weeds and the briars grew up. Learn a lesson from a slothful man. Oh, after a while, the thing decays and it falls through. My Lord, what used to be beautiful in people's life, it ain't beautiful anymore because we're not taking care of their spiritual property.
Glory be to God. Come on, brother.
Oh God, brother Jason knows about grass cutting. He cuts lawns, Lord have mercy, all over Huntington, Westmoreland. People want those lawns trimmed. They want them beautiful. They set their flowers out. They want others that when they pass by say, look, those people are so good at what they do. They got a beautiful property. Look at the landscape. And look at the flowers. I tell you, that goes spiritually. People pass by us. Are we still pretty? Are we still beautified with the salvation of the Lord? Are we still beautiful in God's eye?
Amen.
Right,
glory to God.
Glory to God.
Oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh God, let's plant a little bit deeper.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, He said, a man that putteth his hands unto the plow and looketh back is not fit for the kingdom of God. I started out and I plowed a lot of furrows. I've been discouraged, but thank God when I look out over the field, I see the fruit of it. I said, I see the fruit of it. Hey, Lord, praise Him, church, this morning.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Praise.
Bless Him, Lord. Bless Him, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
As you stand there, Jesus will say to you, did you use what I gave you?
That's right.
Did you use what I gave you?
Amen.
Did you obey my call?
That's right, brother. Come on.
Did you put your whole heart in it?
That's right.
Yes.
Did you stay focused?
Glory to God.
Could you complete the task?
Praise God. Praise God.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Listen. I just wrote that over here this morning. The Lord said, go get that scripture. John the Beloved in 2 John 1:8. John the Beloved said, Look to yourselves. Don't look at anybody else, what they're doing and their work.
Bless him, Lord.
Look at yours.
That's right.
Look to yourselves.
That's right.
That we lose not those things which we have wrought, we worked for. Be careful that you don't lose what you've already worked for.
That's right.
Please be the God.
Lose what you've got.
That we lose not those things which we have wrought. Here we go. You ready? But that we receive a full, F-U-L-L, a full reward.
Amen. Come on.
Now, Brother George, Sister Missy, Brother Earl.
Come on, brother.
If we can get a full reward.
Yes.
Is it possible that when we stand before God, that we might end up with half of a reward?
Right. Come on, brother. Come on, bless him, Lord.
Or a small reward.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm glad you put that in there.
Come That's on. Right.
Take heed to yourselves.
That's right.
That we lose not that thing that we had worked for. Don't get sidetracked now.
Glory.
We might receive a full reward.
Yes.
Can you praise him?
Amen.
Oh,
thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, mighty God.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Were you obedient to the call of God?
Amen.
Or did you walk away and forget about it? Did something else of the world replace the call of God in your life?
Yeah.
Come on now, children, stay with me. My heart's broke. It's grief. Does it still burn in your heart? Is it still fresh in your soul? How the Lord touched you years ago and what He showed you? Is it still just alive this morning? Does the Spirit still move you? Or have you lost the draw? And God's voice ain't like it used to be and it once was in your heart. When the Lord spoke, you answered. And you said, Lord, whatever you want, I'll do, I'll obey. Where is that this morning? Is it still there? Is the clonging that's still there to do His will?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Oh, something has happened. Something has happened to the church world. Something has happened to many of my Christian brothers and sisters. They got sidetracked. Listen, stay with me. Oh, something has happened when the feeling is not there like it used to be. Oh, God, it's time to return to the fountain of living water and get the feeling back. I want to hear the Lord's voice again.
Praise be to God.
Have you, God? I want to hear Him again. Lord, deal with me again. I feel seriousness here. Deal with me, Lord, like you did years ago. Hallelujah. When I couldn't even sleep, I had to roll out of the bed and go pray and cry. I know what it's like to lay on flat on my back with my head on my pillow and weep until the tears run out of the side of my eyes and feel up my ear canal. I know what it's like. They ain't no feeling in the world like it.
That's right, bro.
Amen.
That's right.
Woo!
Touch it.
Woo! Do it again, Jesus.
Amen.
Call me all over again. Put it back in my heart.
Blessed be God. Hallelujah. That's right, brother. Thank you, Lord.
Your time and my time is running out.
Amen.
I don't want to leave this world with an unfinished task.
Amen. Come on.
We will soon give an account and we'll face God with an unfinished task if you're not careful.
Amen, brother.
Brother George, I appreciate you.
Bless you, be God.
Texted me yesterday, I think it was. Brother, I had you on my heart this morning. And at 5:30, I was praying for you.
Blessed be God.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
Now listen, I was going down the road and I can tell you where it was at. There's some things that sticks in my mind and I know the location and everything when God speaks.
Yeah.
I was going around the park in Huntington, West Virginia on my way to work. The Lord was dealing with me. You need to pray more. I want you to witness more. Witness more. Give your testimony more. I come around through there, come around the park. If I ever heard the Holy Ghost speak to me, he spoke to me. He said, son, when you don't have a burden for others, you are not where you're supposed to be either.
That's right, bro.
When you're not concerned about others,
others,
you ain't where you should be.
Glory be to God.
Oh, Lord, don't let me lose that love. Lord. Can you praise Him this morning? After all He's done. After all God's given.
Thank you, Lord.
After all He's brought us through.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Carl and John, you're blessed. You're blessed. You're blessed more than you realize. To have Jesus living in your heart and a better place to go, you're blessed. You're blessed. Everyone is blessed and knows Jesus. Thank God I'm on my way, Brother Jason. I'm on my way. My work ain't finished yet. Can you say, Jesus, you ain't done with me yet? I still got. Sister Alicia.
Thank you, Lord.
You got a soft heart. You're moved with compassion.
Yes.
And the Lord wants you to know He's got you right where He wants you in St. Mary's Hospital.
Come on.
I don't know the times that you would request prayer and it would touch you and tears would well up in your eyes. Would you pray for this one up there? Pray for that one that's got trouble?
Yes.
Come on, brother.
You might not think that means much. But when you have somebody that cares for you and says, yes, I'll pray for you, I'll tell my church to pray. Can we praise Him this morning? Come on. This thing, Brother Jason, it ain't just for the preacher. It ain't just for the teacher. It ain't just for the musician. It ain't just for those that maybe have some kind of a gift, a musician or whatever. It ain't for just them. It's for all people. You've got a light to shine. You've got words to say. You can encourage others. Praise Him, church. Praise Him. It ain't the big things. Jesus said, he that is faithful in that which is least is also faithful in that which is much. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What will the Lord tell us on that day? This is what I want to hear Him say. Hallelujah. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over the little things. I'll make you ruler over many. And here it is. Enter thou in unto the joys of the Lord. We'll praise Him. Hallelujah. It's the little things. It ain't the big ones.
That's right, brother. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory.
Gotta keep going.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Keep on going.
Thank you, Lord.
Finish.
Bless Him, Lord.
A full reward.
Bless Him, Lord.
I'm going to have to end this.
Come on.
Glory. Let me give you one more and I'm going to end it.
Glory.
Go tell Archippus. Give him a message. Paul wrote a letter to the Colossian church for the bishop of that church to read that letter to all the congregation. In that letter, Paul tells the bishop, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. Complete your ministry God gave you, Archippus. Why did Paul, why did the Holy Ghost have Paul to write that? Was Archippus going through a trial? Was he being tested?
Come on, bro.
Was that Paul's way of saying, listen, I'm hanging in there, Archippus. You can do it too. Look at my chains. Look at my bonds. The word of God is not bound. The presence of Christ rests upon me. You can make it. Keep right on it going. Come on. I've been through shipwrecks. I've been stoned. I've been whipped. Come on. I'm still going. Archippus, be faithful to God.
That's right, bro.
Woo, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord. She wants to come to the piano. I got much, 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 much more. Paul refers to Archippus as a fellow soldier of the Lord. I notice a soldier is one who stands up for Christ and the service of the Lord. Archippus did have a ministry. We don't know exactly what that ministry was. The ministries that God calls people to are various. They include preaching, teaching, music, singing, helps,
different kind of helps, ministry, and the spiritual gifts. The Holy Ghost stirred Paul's heart to tell Archippus, take heed, fulfill your ministry, complete it, finish it, Archippus. The church and the souls are depending on you, Archippus. Can you say this morning, my family's depending upon me to be faithful. Hello, your family, your friends, your neighbors, well, glory to God, they look at you, they see your commitment to God. They depend upon you. Would you stand this morning? Our families are looking to us. We must finish. Brother Jason, we got to fulfill it and finish the work.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Good Lord. Let's pray. I've got much more. It's good. But we need to pray right now. Hallelujah. Father, I have finished the work that thou gavest me to do. Well, praise the Lord. I've completed it. I fulfilled your will. I stayed in there, God, and I fought. Hallelujah.
This line, this grace that you've set me on, Lord, I want to finish it all the way.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Pray.